This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Buckets and bets.
That last one was.
Wow.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We take you up until 2 here on the program. Thanks again for Yuli the Monster Diaz for stopping by the show. Gustav Forsling going to join us next hour off the panel.
Did we have heat last night?
No, thankfully we did not.
No. When I say heat, I mean playing.
Oh, you mean fake March Madness?
Yeah.
I don't acknowledge those games. I never have. The first four you're referring to. Remember when they tried to make that the first round?
Remember because one of the first four made it all the way to what? The Elite Eight one year?
You might be right. But I have not bought into the first four ever. I'm not a first four guy. To me,
my favorite
it starts on Thursday.
Your reward is to play the best team in the country.
For one of the games. They do an 11-11 matchup too. Like that's their way of like, oh, you know, we didn't do it all the way for everything. But yesterday, North Carolina, who made the tournament field, much to everybody's chagrin, they thought that they were undeserving. They smoked San Diego State yesterday. 95-68, which is I believe Keyshawn Johnson went there before transferring to Arizona. Also, Kawhi is a San Diego State guy.
Yes.
Well, they lost yesterday by a lot.
Ah.
And then Alabama State won like right at the last second, 70-68 over St. Francis. So, congratulations.
To even ask people to pick those games. It's ridiculous.
Throw a dart. Today's game at 6:40 on True TV, Mount St. Mary's against American University.
Here's what sucks.
What? American's a 2.5 point
I favorite. Want everybody out there to agree with me if you can. When you see Mount St. Mary's, do you think it's just St. Mary's? Because St. Mary's usually has a pretty good team, and you see the Mount St. Mary's, and you can't differentiate the two because you just see St. Mary's.
Totally fair.
So I may or may not have gotten got.
Maybe. So you picked St. Mary's to go a lot further than, but it was about St. Mary's the whole time?
St. Mary's and Gonzaga, you know, they used to have a thing out there, but Mount St. Mary's is not even, where is Mount St. Mary's? I don't even think it's on the West Coast.
Let's see. Well, they play in the MAC. They're called the Mount. I don't know. That's their logo, the Mount. They're the Mountaineers. Mount St. Mary Mountaineers.
Okay. So is it Virginia? Or, I mean, West Virginia or somewhere in there?
Maryland.
Really? What is that?
Right. See what I'm saying? So there's a St. Mary's in California somewhere, and there's a Mount St. Mary's that's in Maryland.
Yeah, Emmitsburg, Maryland.
Their mascot looks like he makes moonshine in the mountains.
Oh, wow. Hell of a church. Jeez.
So, yeah, that's where I am with NCAA basketball as of right now.
Well, get ready for a lot of it tomorrow, dude. But yes, I've never been a first four guy. I don't get it. But like, I'm glad that they knocked that first round nonsense off. That really pissed me off when they would do that. They're like, "Oh, this is the first round." I'm like, "No, that's a play-in."
No.
I know a play-in when I see a play-in. That's a play-in.
Mm-hmm. Well, they call the play-in in the NBA or the playoffs.
No, they don't. Those actually are not playoff games. They are just standalone games. They don't even count for regular season.
They're just
staying. They are to play in to the playoffs, but they don't. Right. They don't count towards your playoff numbers. They don't count
it's
towards
like
your
the champions of the in season tournament. Play one extra game, right? The two teams.
Yes. Yes.
Right. So they play 83 games.
That is the case. Meanwhile, an announcement just dropped.
Ooh.
Quarterback is returning for Netflix. The QBs this season. They tried receiver. Did you watch receiver at all last year, Marcos?
I did not. All I heard was apparently Davante Adams is mean.
I saw some clips about that being mean, but yeah. Raiders, you know.
Yeah.
That's going to do it to you.
For sure.
Did you watch it? Oh, what a ridiculous question. Did Leroy watch any of this reality show?
Really?
So the quarterbacks this year. Making a triumphant return for his second run on quarterback. Kirk Cousins.
Knew it.
Kirk Cousins is coming back.
Hey, that guy does not deny a check. I tell you what. That guy will always pick up the check.
He's like, huh? And I feel like that was the most love Kirk Cousins has been because the first season of quarterback, everybody's like, well, I kind of like Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Well, and and you know this from talking to me. It's the same way I feel about Bill Belichick versus what other people feel. Right? Like, granted, I didn't always get along with him. I'm not saying that it was, you know, always, you know, great.
Mm-hmm.
But I never been more prepared for football. And I always knew where I stood. Right, you can't ask for two things. And he was a guy who paid attention to the most minute things in football. And a lot of times when coaches get in trouble is they make assumptions. They take things for granted. So for example, I'll give you a perfect example. You're assuming that if a guy makes a lot of money, he's going to be a professional. Right?
Not always.
But a lot of coaches do.
Mm.
Okay? Whereas Bill didn't care how much money you made. We're paying attention to these details, and we're going to get this right.
Gotcha.
And that's just kind of how certain guys, that's why when you see certain coaches that last a long time, I could always go back to the idea of, those are the guys who make the fewest assumptions about what's going on. Right? Because you're able to do it for so long, you don't make the assumptions, or, well, we're going to assume this guy's going to do this, or we're going to assume. No, you're going to coach it, and you're going to make sure that it happens.
Do you guys see Bill Belichick playing uppies with his new squeeze?
It is. I just hate everything about it. I'm not gonna lie to you. It is so weird.
It's got to be weird dating somebody younger than your son.
It has to be weird. And
or if your son's married, that his wife is older than your girlfriend.
Yep.
You.
But that being said, live your best life, player.
Oh, he is.
I ain't mad. It would like. Anybody who has a problem with that, right? Mind your own business.
No, it's a little sickening, Leroy. This is a man who cut. Hey. And it's not because he's an old man in love. It's because this is the man who didn't smile for years, who would give you one word answers, cut his sleeves.
That's right.
Didn't care about anything, and now he's playing footsies in the sand. Like, what are we doing, dude?
Okay, but.
And Carolina Blue.
Wait, you understand, if you ask, I give it, and I say this all the time about Paul Maurice.
Yeah.
Yeah, how he talks to the media and how he explained, he ain't saying that to his players.
No.
No, Belichick wasn't one word and all that with the players. He just was like that to the media. And everybody got their feelings hurt because he wouldn't open up to me.
He's opened up all right.
So what?
It's like I see so what? Darth Vader getting
do
his
you want,
nails
Do you done. Want a personality head coach or do you want a good football coach?
I don't know. See, here's the thing. Are we getting like...
Because guess what? Before Bundarooski, did you think that Kansas City Andy Reid had a sparkling personality? He talks under his mustache.
No, you're wrong. Andy Reid's always been lovable. Andy Reid, even before Bundarooski.
I didn't say he wasn't lovable. I say when you hear him during press conferences, he barely talks.
I don't agree. I mean, it has nothing to do with press conference. Like, we've seen him running like the Kool-Aid man into the locker room, you know? Like,
and that makes...
Come on, Leroy, you're good with this, Leroy? You're good? This picture wouldn't be posted everywhere if you walked into Browns camp?
Can I just say this? It's probably the most exercise he's gotten in a while. Let him go ahead on and do his little leg lifts.
I'm sure he's getting a lot of exercise.
He only weighs like $103.
Oh, man. It's just strange, dude.
But here's the deal. There are things in this world that are strange to us watching other people do it, but not strange to them. So let them live their life. Are they happy? The way I look at it, are they both happy? More happy people on this planet makes the planet happier. So I'm not getting caught up in that. Go do you. I'm not going to sit here and sit back and determine, oh, that's not a good relationship. This is a good relationship. Oh, I can't. Oh, this makes me like a come on. Live your best life.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. So
what do we got dancing in the sand.
What are we worried about? Like, why are we so mad? Why are people so mad about this?
He's a bad guy.
It ain't really, you getting mad about something that's literally none of your business.
I mean, but they're putting it out as their business, though. Like, I think that's the different thing about it, is like now that Bill Belichick, who's probably the most private coach of all time, he now has a very public girlfriend who is like flaunting their very unconventional 50-year age difference relationship to the world.
And you know why? Okay. Because she's a child. And it's like, it's exactly what she's doing in her era, and it goes against everything that he stands for. I don't want to see Putin eating ice cream.
So you're assuming you know what Bill Belichick stands for by listening to his pressers?
Football was who this man was. So based off what I've seen.
Oh, because he coaches for the Carolina Tar Heels now. It's not his life.
Okay.
Sand yoga.
So let me ask you this.
Never did sand yoga.
Okay, wait. We're making assumptions. What if Carolina is very competitive? Then what? What are you going to say then?
We'll see.
No, but we'll see. Listen. We'll see is an accurate assessment of the situation.
We'll see if this behavior keeps up during the season.
Uh-huh.
We'll see is exactly what you should be saying, but that's not what you're saying. You've already predetermined how this is going to go.
Because it's very weird. Like, I know you have a different relationship with the guy because he coached you, but it's weird for everybody in the outside world to see a guy who's definitely known as one of the most...
Who cares about the outside world? That's my point.
His Instagram girlfriend does.
Yeah, she does.
Posts everything.
She's got 7 million followers.
Everything that they do. I see this guy more than I see Tay Tay and Travis Kelce.
It's kind of enough of them already.
I'm kind of getting tickled.
What is wrong with, like, man, leave them people alone. You can't date someone that grew up on Dora the Explorer.
This guy was drawing up the craziest blitz schemes when she was pooping her pants. Like,
oh, just, my goodness. That was the worst one. Belichick's girlfriend was not alive the last time the Dolphins won a playoff game.
That hurts. That hurts. That really hurts. That hurts.
Take a break. Back after this.
It's our number 2-0 with Tobin and Leroy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM.
Party rock!
Take you guys up until 2. You guys sick of waiting for Aaron Rodgers already? Enough of them?
Still walking on that beach?
Never thought about it.
Oh, because you hate Aaron Rodgers. That's why you hate Aaron Rodgers.
That's not why.
It is.
Here. Let me ask you a question.
Sure. Do you hate Aaron Rodgers? Yes, the answer. That's obviously, sure. The answer is obviously yes. Yes, we know.
That one's easy.
Do you think that Aaron Rodgers can make a team better with everything he brings to the table?
Do I think he can make a team better? The Vikings?
And that would be a yes.
Well, I guess record-wise is better. What were they, 14-2 last year? Or what were they, 15-2 last year? 14-3. But could they really, like, do something in the playoffs? Assuming that the North
that it is. Hold on.
Define better.
So, let me get this straight. You're saying that with Aaron Rodgers, they could have went farther in the playoffs than they did without Aaron Rodgers.
This year, I'm asking.
Oh, no. But the reason why I'm asking you that is based on what? When Aaron Rodgers had a football team, their team didn't do better.
That's
so
true.
Why is everybody just making the assumption
that
if Aaron Rodgers is here, we're going to be better? The Jets did it.
It's the Jets, though. I mean, if you...
Okay, you can put whatever twist you want.
I don't have to put a twist on it. The Jets are quarterback hell. Literally, everybody who leaves there gets better. Geno Smith, Sam Darnold. I mean, like, it would be kind of silly. Brett Favre left the Jets and then got better with the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay. I mean, but so did Green Bay, who let him go.
They did. I mean,
okay.
Did they get better? I mean, they were better than the Jets.
They were better than they were with Aaron Rodgers the year before.
I guess what? Because I guess winning a playoff game—that's what you're gauging.
Sure.
All right.
I would just say, while you're sitting here and using the excuse that I hate Aaron Rodgers.
It's not an excuse. It's not an excuse. You hate Aaron Rodgers. I don't understand what the excuse is. I'm not pointing out reasons whether they will be better or not be better. We can agree, disagree. You hate Aaron Rodgers. Like we don't even have to have a debate about this. This is not up for debate. You hate Aaron Rodgers.
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers, and just because you say it over and over again doesn't make it true.
Oh, okay.
Marcos hates Aaron Rodgers. It's fine.
Because you guys can say
I
hate Aaron Rodgers because I point out the reality of the Aaron Rodgers situation. That everybody just assumed that we are all going to be better because Aaron Rodgers is here. And I said, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, but like I think in cases like right now, you're talking about the options are Aaron Rodgers or Jameis Winston in places like the New York Giants are facing right now. Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson. Like, what are the?
And again, Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than those guys.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the other crap?
Which you hate.
Right.
Okay, hold on. No, hold on.
So you don't hate Aaron Rodgers, but you hate Aaron Rodgers' crap.
I do hate the other crap. I do hate the other crap. I do not hate Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks to ever play football.
So what?
I believe that.
Okay, cool. I mean, I believe players.
It's the other stuff.
Players I hate all the time, I would look at like Josh Allen. I hate Josh Allen. He's amazing, but I hate him.
Mm. You know why you hate Aaron? If you hate that other stuff, then you definitely hate Aaron Rodgers. Because he's not a football player that does all that other stuff. He's a guy that does all that other stuff who happens to play football. Therefore, if you hate all that other stuff, that is who he is.
Can you have that as your quarterback? As your leader on the team?
I don't think so. Especially when he goes on Rat McAfee every week.
No, that's the point. That's the point. You've just basically pointed out what I've been saying for the last 2 years. It's not about Aaron Rodgers' talent. It's about all the other drama that comes with Aaron Rodgers.
That's
and you. Guess what? No matter where he goes, he's not going to stop being Aaron Rodgers, which is fine.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you don't think that the Vikings would be better off with him?
No, I think they really like J.J. McCarthy.
Okay. Why are they, you know, like it kind of feels like they're half in, half out, though. They're like, oh, you know, we're not pursuing. We're happy with J.J. McCarthy, but we don't know. You know, like it's, what are you doing? And then also the Steelers, like what's going on there?
Yeah.
Do you think they can get an answer from him, or do you have to like call him on a conch shell? Like how do you get a hold of Aaron Rodgers this day?
Jeez.
Like do you have to blow into it and be like, it's like Baxter from Anchorman.
I'm coming, Rod.
Okay. Speaking of, by the way, we got to get to our own little quarterback here. He seems to be enjoying this offseason.
Woohoo!
Very much. But we got to take a break.
Okay.
Got to take a break. The mixed bag is next.
Tonight, I just want to take you away. So yours to be the same.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Got Heat Hornets tickets to give away. Honk of your hornet. If you guys want to go, it'll be this Sunday.
What the hell's wrong with you?
It'll be going on. We'll give those away before the end of today's program. And, yeah, man, we got Heat basketball back on our airwaves tonight. 6:15 preheat with Solana, and that is a 7:30 tip-off from Kaseya Center. Be boots on the ground for that one. Please, boots.
You choose interesting games to go to.
What do you mean, dude?
You're like, Wizards, I'm there. Hornets, I'm there.
It's hard for me to make weekend games.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to make, like, I'm not avoiding the Celtics games. It's just, it's hard for me to make weekend games. You know, I got, you know, I'm a jiu-jitsu dad.
You know
I'm a fight football dad.
And abets that. You know, it is aiding and abetting that.
What's that?
The 8-game losing streak.
No, it's not. It really isn't. I will be there. I'm here in the midst of an 8-game losing streak. I'm taking my Wednesday and I'm going. It's usually just like if I have kid obligations, I got kid obligations, unless it's like the playoffs, which may not be here this year. So who knows, maybe.
Playoffs?
Maybe getting to the scouting real easy.
Did you?
I'm a scout, sir.
Did you ever get a chance to talk to that ref that called that horrible pass interference?
No. No, I was hobnobbing with the refs the last game.
Oh.
Because I was very confused because the scoreboard just went crazy cuckoo at the end of the first half, and I'm like, what was the time there? And he goes, idiot kid up there doesn't know how to run the bleeping scoreboard. Like, all right. Let me tell you something. The old love to complain about the younger generation.
That's great.
So
that's great.
I think he thought I was on his side. Let's mix it on up, huh?
Let's do it.
The Mixed Bag is brought to you by Art God Savvy's new single, Grow Up, Peter Pan.
That is right. Available on all platforms. Let us begin things with a little bit of tough.
Tough.
You want to be tough? Gotta be tough sometimes, Tobin.
Tough.
And no one tougher than our Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah, tough.
Mario Cristobal, trying to change the culture over there, has a few tough words for our boy Francis Mauinoa.
Oh, he's big.
He's big.
He's big.
Coveted, and we got him. And now he is turning into everything that we could have asked for. Francis Mauinoa, according to Mario Cristobal, has the most muscle density on the team.
Wow.
Yeah. This is the Canes head coach on the future first rounder.
He's probably there. Yep, he's probably there at 338 to 344 pounds, depending what's at lunch. You know, I mean, there's musubi there, a couple sushi rolls. I mean, it might be 6 pounds over. If not, it might be the other way. But he takes great pride in his physicality and in his conditioning. I mean, he's probably 20% body fat at that weight, which gives him the most muscle density of any athlete we've had here at the University of Miami in football.
Wow. Francis Mauinoa Sachs lit up.
Jeez.
Come on, that's the point. He laughs.
Point four.
No,
I
wasn't laughing with you. I was laughing at you.
Wow, dude. Laugh's a laugh.
Only you would say that.
Tough.
Yeah.
Tough.
Got a little bit more from Mario Cristobal, but it's unfortunately something that hasn't really been so tough.
Hmm?
Our boy, new quarterback for the Canes, Carson Beck.
Ah, the heartbreaker.
The heartbreak kid. Didn't last but 3 weeks in South Florida before he fell into our trap. Hopefully, that means he's going to be playing with a chip on his shoulder or something and not distracted. But just in case he is, Mario Cristobal tells us how other QBs are taking advantage of not only his shenanigans that are going on, but the injury that is currently sidelining him.
Opportunity comes in the form of reps, and sometimes it's live reps, sometimes it's a walkthrough rep, sometimes it's reps in the film room, and the cumulative reps are, they're priceless. I mean, they're the most valued piece of, I think, any program, any player's development. You know, these guys are, and even Carson, these guys are still young guys. They still got to get those repetitions. So Emery's had a great camp. Judd had one of his better days today, really just made some really tough, spot-on throws in real tight windows. Luke shows why he was, you know, the Gatorade Player of the Year as well. That quarterback room has really benefited and thrived with the added reps. And at the same time, Carson is getting plenty of work, just not actually slinging the ball yet.
He's slinging something.
Woo! This guy's interesting. He's a very interesting tech.
He knew what he was doing there. Come on, let's be honest. He knew what he was doing there, Coach.
Come on.
Coach Cristobal doesn't know what he's doing when he uses the term sling. Tough.
Tough.
Tough. Pro Day on Monday.
Yeah. Apparently a lot of NFL stars or NFL scouts going to be there.
Scoutsa. Ohtani go deep today?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
What else you got in the mixed bag, dude?
That's like saying, is it sunny out? Did the sun come up? Right?
Got to be Goosey's, though. It's in Japan. That had to be cool for him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I saw that. Are they experimenting also with like a new camera in Japan, or am I seeing things?
I don't know.
I saw some angles of this new technology to cover baseball in regards to camera work, and it looked like a video game. But it was amazing. But then, I can't trust anything anymore. I don't know if it was AI or are they really doing cool things.
Jeez. He had a real piss whistle. Good God.
Tell you what, that Tokyo Dome doesn't look like any joke.
Oh, man. Some of these places, they really, really, really have nice places, right?
Yeah.
When you see these stadiums and other, even the soccer stadiums, holy smokes.
If you don't like Shohei Ohtani, I don't know what to tell you.
Man. Who said they didn't like Shohei Ohtani?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, if you don't, what the hell's wrong with you?
I saw a thing that said the Dodgers have, like, over $1 billion in deferred money.
So this
basically
thing,
means they're not paying anybody.
So this is this thing that you're showing me, Frog Boy. This is not a video game,
right?
It looks like AI.
It's very cool. Yeah. It was. I don't know if they can implement that. I would love to see, you know, that at something more reputable. Yeah. See, because this is a different. This is different.
Oh, so basically they have a. You know what they have?
Look at this.
You know, like in football, they have the video on the
zip line
camera. On the zip line, right?
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, but I forgot. But yeah, so yeah, I guess this is their version of like enhancing how you enjoy the exchange. I mean, what is it? What do you think? Does it look too video gamey, or is it cool?
It's cool to mix it up. I don't want to watch a game like that, but I'll watch a replay like it.
Yeah, that makes sense. We've talked about tough. Let's keep it tough with a little Matthew Tkachuk, but this time. See our boy showing a bit of his personality. What do you think?
You know what? He really gives me the Conor McGregor vibe, right? He's trolling the world.
Do you think he ever gets tired of the elbow room?
No. God. This is.
Is he there every day?
He's got to be like, put an ownership stake in that because.
He probably has a table in there.
Oh, I bet you he does.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, that's Tkachuk's booth. Move.
Yeah, for the radio.
He's a booth guy, high top. What do you think he's got?
I think he just walks in and they hand him a beer, and wherever he lands is where he lands.
He is wearing a green polo, and then in another picture, he is wearing a green jacket with a leprechaun hat on it.
Yeah.
Is that a custom Panthers elbow room sweater?
That's what that looks like. That looks like a custom Panthers combo with elbow room.
With a naked lady on it?
Well,
scantily clad.
Scantily clad.
The beach, you know, you gotta wear beach appropriate clothing. I don't know. It looks like he's having a good time. But some fans were critical of seeing this.
They were?
They were like, well, I mean, shouldn't you be on the mend? Shouldn't you be coming back?
And you know what? People are idiots. Like, yeah. So they think if you're out and about, that you're good enough to play.
Hey, Kachuk, a little less party, a little more Pilates.
Okay.
I feel like that's one of those things. See, here's the thing. I think if you're Matthew Kachuk and you're a champion, like who's not going to want to party with Matthew Kachuk on St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah,
like sure. Honestly,
I just think.
Do they think he should be in a hyperbaric chamber at all times?
Apparently, yeah.
Like, and this comes from people. People tell athletes when they should and shouldn't play. Come for somebody if they get a chest cold, they taking the day off, right? No, I don't want to hear that crap from anybody. Like, yeah, contrary to popular belief. There are injuries where you can walk around and look normal in everyday life, but you really can't do anything on skates or on a football field.
Mm.
You know, there's different levels to this. Like, stop.
Yeah. Saw a lot of people critical of LeBron watching his son play basketball. Like, oh, they, I thought he was
I dealt with it in Cleveland. We've seen it before. Who was it? Remember when Cutler, everybody called Cutler soft because he didn't finish a playoff game and then he had to have knee surgery?
This is a story from Yard Barker. Panthers fans furious with Matthew.
Oh, boy, you are really reaching now.
Yard Barker. Yeah, no,
Panthers fans furious with Matthew Kachuk after concerning photos surface.
Concerning
would be.
And we're making a big deal out of this. Like people really, you know what? To all the people that have a problem with it, get a life, right?
You know what would be a concerning.
Like, you can feel good, but not be healthy enough to play.
The only concern.
Does anybody understand that?
The only concern,
especially from a guy that tried to play with a broken chest.
The only concerning photo for me for Matthew Kachuk is if he was going around public with a scooter because he couldn't walk.
Yeah.
That would be a concerning photo.
Yeah. Like, remember we saw Nico with that in the airport?
Yes. That's a concerning photo. If I see Matthew Kachuk dressed as St. Patrick's Day, I'm like, up to normal Kachuk business. Seems like business as usual, everybody. Hockey. Anything else in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Yes, indeed. I have a video here of Charles Barkley having a conversation with his fellow co-host during some March Madness coverage. Chuck had a very, very interesting story about showering with his uniform on. And it made me think that maybe Leroy has witnessed some bizarre behavior in regards to maintaining cleanliness of both body and uniform at the same time.
Well, we used to take a shower in our uniforms because, you know, because we flew commercial my first few years.
Wait, time out. There's no era where you did.
Yes, it is. Not,
you're making this up.
No, I'm not.
There's no way that you were supposed to wash your uniform with your own.
When I first,
you're making this up.
I'm not making this up. When I first got to the NBA, we flew commercial.
Yes, that's accurate. I'm not disagreeing with you.
So when you played the night before and flew the next morning, when was you exactly going to get your uniform clean? You had to wash your uniform yourself. So after the game, when you got to your room, you took a shower in your uniform and dried and dropped on the commercial airline the next
morning. Who are you, with Jed Clampett?
No. That's why you had to let him finish.
Come on. No.
Have you ever heard of this in your life, Clark?
Well, how are y'all cleaning y'all uniform?
Leroy, have you ever witnessed anything like this before?
So, different scenario, but I have two stories for you. So, one time we played in a game. There's an old municipal stadium. There's downstairs and there's upstairs. Because the locker room, that stadium was not built for football. It was actually built back in the day for the Olympics.
Oh.
So we didn't have enough lockers downstairs. It was a crappy locker room. So the younger guys had to go upstairs, and they had another locker room up there. We called it the penthouse. Now, the thing about the penthouse, if nobody told you the game was starting, you wouldn't know.
Oh.
Because we had a TV, we had music, whatever. They would come say, hey, game about to start. So when I started starting and playing more, they wanted to move me downstairs. I'm like, no, I like the penthouse, right? Here's the problem with the penthouse. We had TV, VCR, music, all that stuff going, but there was a hole in one of the windows. And there was only like two individual showers for like 25 guys.
Wow.
So one day we played, and it was like 10 degrees. That's not without the wind chill or whatever. And it was cold. And it was cold upstairs. And it was cold in there. And so we're all waiting to take a shower, and the hot water went out.
Ooh, yeesh.
Right? So we were all sitting like an hour after the game, sitting in our pants trying to figure out what we gonna do. Either we gonna take a shower in the cold water and then go outside in the freezing temperature. A few of us decided we just gonna cut our stuff off and go home and take a shower.
Yeah, that makes sense. I probably would have done the same.
Now, the other situation was Steve Everett is, if I'm in a fight, he's the first person I'm calling. I play football long with him longer than any other person, right? Because we played in Michigan, then we played in Cleveland. So he can do no wrong in my eyes. That dude has always been there. You know, you know when the hurricane hit, anything I could do to support. That being said, he might have been the single-handed nastiest individual I've ever met in my life. He would keep on his uniform for both practices.
Ugh.
So if we had two-a-days, he wouldn't change. He would just keep his pants on, the football pants, go take a nap, and then whatever.
Go take a nap?
Yeah. So just imagine that. It gets worse.
Ugh.
One day we were playing in Houston, and after the game, he comes running out. He wears shorts and a army jacket. That's what he wore everywhere. That was dress up for him. He comes out yelling at the managers and yelling at everybody. You guys packed my shoes. I just went to take a shower. He goes, they're your game shoes. We put them in your bag to pack. He goes, I wore those here.
Wait, what?
So he was walking around barefoot. He got barefoot on the bus, barefoot to the plane. They had to go dig out his and get his game shoes so he could have shoes to wear home.
Tough. Wow. Tough. That is tough.
Yeah.
Tough.
Hey.
Take a break here on the show. Get you caught up. Gustav Forsling from the Cats. He's going to join us coming up next hour as well. Back with more after this.